Well, beloved people, on this, the 15th Sunday after Pentecost from the bulletin, I don't have anything, yes I do. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday of this week are Ember Days, the fall Ember Days, and are days of fast and abstinence. And I believe that's that, except also I wish to particularly bring to your attention tomorrow. Tomorrow is the feast of the exaltation of the true cross. It is the feast, it is the day when the true cross was found. And of course, those of us who have tried know the story that surrounded the finding of the true cross. Now, I bring this to your particular attention at this time because, as some of us may know already, the cross of Christ, the crucifix, let us say, is being thrown out. The crucifix has always been the most solemn symbol of our salvation. But today, in some of the major religious orders of our church, it has been ordered. Did you hear the word ordered? By superiors, to remove all crucifixes. And it has been ordered, again, I repeat the word ordered, to replace the crucifix with a totem pole. Showing earth, fire, wind, and water. So henceforth, my beloved people, when you wish to find salvation, you go not to the crucifix. You go to earth, fire, wind, and water. Because that's where salvation is. Did you not know that? Well, if you didn't, my beloved people, you do now, don't you? And isn't this shameful? That's where we are. And it is time, my beloved people. I'm not yelling at you, and you know it. I'm yelling because I'm yelling. I've got nothing better to do than to yell, I guess. It is time for us to look at things with the maturity that is required. It is time that we have to stop looking at these things and saying, like we would little Johnny, who's just bashed in the silverware case of the china cabinet with his baseball bat, and say, oh, he's a nice little boy. He really didn't mean to do that. Whoever dared to reach up and touch the crucifix and to take it down from the wall. That was done by a deliberate action by a mature person whose intention it was to do away with it. Now, either we take that with all of the enormity and should go to it, or we should do as we were to the little boy and pat these little people on the head and say, they really don't mean any harm by it. It's just something that just, it'll pass. Yes, it will pass. And what will replace the totem pole? Now that's scary. Yeah, we read the gospel just now about our Lord raising the little boy from the dead. And we read too how the people were impressed. Because it was a great thing, wasn't it? And certainly for them to witness such a thing as that had to be awesomely impressive. The people in those days could be impressed. They could be impressed. But have you noticed, my beloved people, that today, especially if it has to deal with the supernatural, the average run-of-the-mill person is simply not impressed. They could care less. If we pick up scripture and pick it up and read all the way back to Adam and Eve, oh yes, there were terrible, terrible, terrible things happening all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Yes, indeed. But there's one thing that you will always be, it is a thread that was woven from the time of Adam all the way up to some time ago. I don't know exactly when. But there was a thread where these people were impressed. And when they saw something supernatural, they were impressed. Today, we could care less. It's of no consequence. And the whole idea, if I may use the word idea incorrectly, the whole idea of a divinity is of no consequence. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Tomorrow, I want you to pray. I want you to pick up a crucifix sometimes tomorrow and look at it. I want you to hold it in your hands and look at it and look at it and continue to look at it. I mentioned to you once before that all the books that have ever been written by man, all the books brought together are to be found in the crucifix. It is the one book of all books. And if you look at the crucifix with the love that it deserves, there is no way on earth that you can go wrong. But the fact is that these glorious people, these wonderful geniuses who did have the courage to reach up and snatch the crucifix from the wall. As their eyes no longer saw what was on that piece of wood. And as a consequence, it was scrap. And it had to be scrapped. And in their genius status, they took the pebbles of the earth and put these pebbles in its place. How awful, how absolutely awful. It boggles the mind to try to understand this one act. And this was done by people in major places. And if it was done by these people, it was done with approval. Because, as you can say, if I am the boss in this house, and my monks went to their rooms and snatched the crucifix down from the wall and placed a totem pole in its place, and it remained there, whose fault is it? Is it the monk's fault? Oh yes, at what point? It's my fault, because I have permitted it. You know, I heard it said once, if the ship goes aground, if the ship goes aground, you don't go and complain to the cook, do you? Tomorrow, I want you to pray to and give honor to the crucifix. We will expose it here in a very special manner tomorrow and burn candles around it in reparation. We're speaking a great deal these days about self-denial and mortification and so on. When we self-deny ourselves, when we mortify ourselves, let this be a prayer. Let it not be something mechanical. Wednesday is an ember day, therefore I will not eat. Therefore I will not eat meat. Bang, 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 bang. And make it just like you push a button, you don't eat meat today. Push another button, you don't eat today. Let's not let our religion be a push-button affair. Live it, my beloved people. Live it. And if you fast, let that be a prayer. If you hunger, let that be a prayer. If you hurt, let that be a prayer. No matter what, let that be a prayer. Like myself, you too are sinners. And like myself, in other ways, a thousand other different ways, you and I have, in our own way, hurt our blessed Lord on that cross. And now it is up to you and up to me to do something about it. Now it comes to the point that either you do accept what surrounds, let's say, just the crucifix. If you do accept the mystery of the crucifix, or rather, if there's a crucifix, either you do accept it, or you don't accept it. I do believe, or I don't believe. There's nothing in between. You can't bring these two together. If you don't believe, then maybe we should put totem poles in its place. But if we do believe, my beloved people, oh heavens, we'd all best get on our knees, because something is going to come and crash upon us all. How long, O Lord, how long will this continue? And in our own way, be it ever so minimal, we have, myself, have contributed to it in some way, in some way. Tomorrow is the exaltation of the true cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Give some time tomorrow to your duty. And ask Almighty God, ask the infinite Savior to come to our help, to protect us, and to lead us through this cloud of unknowing and confusion. My beloved people.